Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The center fielder, Al Simmons. Batting third. The right fielder, Fred Taube. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Marty Hopkins. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Milt Galatzer. Batting second. The second baseman, Roy Hughes. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Odell Hale. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting eighth. The catcher, Eddie Phillips. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Monty Pearson. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Monty Pearson. And now, play ball. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe strikes out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into right field. Galatzer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Taube is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taube takes first base on ball four. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Galatzer. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Appling applying the tag. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling takes first base on ball four. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins strikes out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Appling. The throw from Phillips and he is out, Knickerbocker applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a line drive into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a fly ball into right field. Taibbi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Galatzer. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sewell moves to third. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sewell scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Monty Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Fred Taibbi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taibbi is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Taibbi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonura hits a pop-up towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a pop-up towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Galatzer hits a pop-up towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hughes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill hits a pop-up towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hughes. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Hughes steals second. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 1 in the game. Vosmick is hit by the pitch. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hughes scores. Vosmick moves to third. It's White Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 1 in the game. Trotsky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vosmek scores. Hale moves to second. It's 2-1, Indians. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hopkins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Marty Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-1 in the game. Hopkins hits a line drive towards third. Hale reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-1 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pearson fields it and throws to first for the out. Sewell moves to second. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Radcliffe for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-1 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Monty Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 0-1 in the game. Pearson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hopkins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Galatzer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Taube. Galatzer reaches second base with a double. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hopkins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-2 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hale. Fred Taube is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taube is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Taube strikes out. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-2 in the game. Bonura hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Bonura reaches second base with a double. Simmons moves to third. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-0 in the game. With two walks, Appling hits a line drive off the glove of Pearson. The ball bounces into foul territory, and onto the outfield grass. Appling reaches second base with a double. Simmons scores. Bonura scores. It's 3-2, White Sox. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Appling moves to third. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-2 in the game. Hayes hits a pop-up towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-2 in the game. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pearson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 2 in the game. Averill hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Vosmick takes first base on ball 4. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vosmick moves to third. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Trosky hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-3, Indians. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 2 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pearson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Radcliffe strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Monty Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 0 for 2 in the game. Pearson hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Galatzer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hughes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Galatzer moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 3 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hopkins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Galatzer moves to third. Hughes moves to second. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Vosmick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Galatzer scores. Hughes scores. Averill moves to second. It's 7-3, Indians. Les Tichy now pitching. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hale strikes out. There goes Averill. Here's the throw, and he's safe. 2 outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Vosmick. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Vosmick steals second. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Trosky is walked intentionally. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hopkins fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-3 in the game. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Taube is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taube is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Taube hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bonura hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Bonura reaches second base with a double. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Phillips is 0-for-3 in the game. Phillips strikes out. One out. Monty Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 0-for-3 in the game. Pearson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Galatzer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-3 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marty Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-3 in the game. Hopkins strikes out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jocko Conlon pinch hits for Les Tiche. Jocko Conlon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Conlon takes first base on ball 4. Sewell moves to second. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Radcliffe strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.